Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 345, slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. Six and didn't say nothing while Mr. Darley was speaking to me. Boots, Rogers, Chief Lanford, Darley, Mr. Frank, and I were there when they opened the clock. Mr. Frank opened the clock and said the punches were all right, that I hadn't missed any punches. I punched every half hour from 6 o'clock until 3 o'clock, which was the last punch I made. I don't know whether they took out that slip or not. On Tuesday night, April 29th, at about 10 o'clock, I had a conversation at the station house with Mr. Frank. They handcuffed me to a chair. They went and got Mr. Frank and brought him in, and he sat down next to the door. He dropped his head and looked down. We were all alone. I said, Mr. Frank, it's mighty hard for me to be handcuffed here for something I don't know anything about. He said, what's the difference? They have got me locked up and a man guarding me. I said, Mr. Frank, do you believe I committed that crime? And he said, no, Newt, I don't, but I believe you know something about it. I said, Mr. Frank, I don't know a thing about it, no more than finding the body. He said, we are not talking about that now. We will let that go. If you keep that up, we will both go to hell. Then the officers both came in. When Mr. Frank came out of his office that Saturday, he was rubbing his hands. I have never seen him rubbing his hands that way before. Cross-examination. I don't know how many times I told this story before. Everybody was after me all the time down there at the station house. Yes, I testified at the coroner's inquest, and I told them that Mr. Frank jumped back like he was frightened when he saw Mr. Gant. I am sure I told them, and I told them that Mr. Frank jumped back and held his head down. I didn't say,